Welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton, also helping out behind the scenes, Jenny James there, sideline reporter for Bearcat Football. And we've got a good show lined up tonight. We'll be talking volleyball with head coach Amy Worth. We'll also talk women's golf and other activities going on the Northwest Campus athletically with athletic director and women's golf coach Andy Peterson. And a little bit later on, we'll turn our attention to football as head coach Rich Wright will be here along with senior defensive back Anthony Lane. So that's all coming up on the program this evening. Matt Trenton, it's another busy weekend coming up of Bearcat Athletics.
Yeah, this one a really fun one as well with family weekend here at Northwest Missouri State University and a chance to get out and see a few different sports here throughout campus. Things getting started with volleyball at home against Central Missouri tomorrow and then also taking on or with another game coming up. That's Lindenwood Friday, Central Missouri on Saturday. Football at home on Saturday, of course, taking on Missouri Southern. And then also the soccer team playing against the defending national champs at home on the defending national champs at Central Missouri tomorrow, and then at home against Missouri Western on Sunday. So a lot going on, trying to keep it all straight, but it should be a fun weekend. And always good to see family weekend because, really, you see the students bringing everybody out, but a lot of alumni filter through campus as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a very busy weekend. Of course, when you talk alumni, the Alumni Association holding a banquet tomorrow night, honoring a lot of alums that will be coming back for that, and then they'll be around on campus for the game on Saturday with Missouri Southern. So a lot of activity on the Northwest campus. And one thing concerning the football game, too, person who will be honored on Saturday will be former Bearcat football coach and athletic director Mel Churchman. He'll be going into the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame later this year, but they're doing some on-campus salutes to the members of this year's induction class. Of course, Mel Churchman, one of the members of that induction class, and we'll have some special activities during the game on Saturday honoring Coach Churchman.
Yeah, and that's going to be a really fun event with a few folks from the National Football Foundation here in Maryville for that, but also for him to receive his Hall of Fame plaque there on the field at halftime, a packed stadium. So a place that he's made a lot of memories and has really done a lot for not only Northwest Missouri State, but for Maryville as a whole. So a lot of accolades have come his way. He's done a lot of great things on that field, but this will be a really special one, especially you consider the folks that he's going to be going into the Hall of Fame with a little later this year from Mack Brown, Frank Beamer. Player-wise, you have Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, just to name a couple. So a lot of big names going in, and Mel Churchman deserves to be right along those guys.
No doubt about it. He's here at the show tonight just as a spectator. I had a chance to talk to him earlier today, and we'll have that complete interview tomorrow morning at 9:06 on KXCV KRNW. We had a chance to just sit down and talk about what that honor means to him, as well as a lot of things concerning the Bearcat football program through the years and some of the great memories he has of being head coach at Northwest.
Oh, yeah, and I had the luxury of kind of going through and previewing that a little bit earlier. And I don't know, I thought it was really fun to go back and hear a lot of the stories and the memories, and not only, you know, kind of going through the national championship seasons, but what it took to build up from 1994 to get to 1998 to have a chance to go in and bring that hardware home from Florence, and just the determination and the guys that help build that program. So I think that'll be a really fun one for folks to tune into and listen to and really come out and support Coach T on Saturday.
Again, that'll be at 9:06 tomorrow morning on KXCV KRNW. And if you miss that tomorrow morning, we'll have that up on our website a little bit later as well. So an opportunity to hear that interview with Coach Churchman. But Coach Churchman, not the only person that's going to be honored from the athletic department this weekend.
Yeah, Northwest Missouri State Associate AD Lori Hopkins going into her the Lakeview High School Hall of Fame in Columbus, Nebraska, coming up this weekend as well. And obviously Lori, an assistant basketball coach for the women's program for a long time with Gene Steinmeier, now in more that associate AD role dealing with compliance, and has really been a key cog in this Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department for a long time. So that'll be very cool for her to be able to go back to Columbus and accept that honor and kind of look back and go over a few memories over the years as well.
All right, so again, we've got a good show coming up tonight. Coming up next, we'll be talking women's golf and some of the other things going on campus athletically with Athletic Director Andy Peterson, and he also serves as the women's golf coach. That's coming up in just a moment. And a reminder that support for the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, comes from the student body. Screen printing and embroidery located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open from lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have more for you from Carson Sports Grill right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Now talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Golf with Andy Peterson, head golf coach, as well as the new director of athletics. Andy, appreciate you coming out. Know you've been very busy. Can you kind of go through balancing the coaching duties as well as the athletic director duties and just how you've been able to separate those?
Haven't been able to yet. It's one and the same. It's been great. I hired a graduate assistant, Spencer Osborne. Most people around here would know him from Stanbury. He's a Stanbury resident, so he's here helping me with that. He's done a lot of work up front to help me. He's going to help a lot with travel. You know, it's just really difficult for me in my new role to be gone 3 days at a time with the golf team. So I went the first trip to Olathe when we competed down there, and then this last weekend Spencer took him to Tahlequah. So did some good things there. I'm still to be determined on the addition by subtraction. They played pretty well without Coach Peterson there. So
hey, if it's working, you know.
Hey, I'm not too proud either. You know, that's it was good. So Spencer's helped me a ton, and that'll continue going forward really with his role. And it's what he wants to do. You know, he's a coach. He coaches Stanbury High School right now, both boys and girls. So he's in it. He's probably actually got a little bit more of a golf coaching background than I do in terms of swing and the ins and outs of the golf swing. So that's been good for the girls. It's another change. The exciting thing for me is just developing him, you know, and getting him comfortable with working with student athletes at a, you know, obviously at the high school level it's much more fundamental. At the college level it's more golf course management, and it's managing personalities and that sort of thing. So just working with him has been fun, and I think the girls are enjoying that change of pace as well.
Now, seeing the girls and seeing you and out, it always seems like there's a good relationship, a good rapport. Was it pretty easy going to them and saying, hey, I'm taking on a few more roles, I'm doing this, Spencer's going to be there, but anything you need, I'm still going to be around?
Absolutely, and that's what we talked about at practice. I mean, we were there for 45 minutes, and the first 35 was just us talking and getting back, just more of the interaction and making sure they know I'm there. And we've struggled in the past couple of years just with my time, with my other roles with facilities and with coaching basketball and other things, and they've been phenomenal. Those girls are great. They understand. You know, I was obviously very open with them about my goals and other things that were going on, and they understand. And they also understand that golf, it's very much an individual sport in terms of the time you put in is what you're going to get out. And they understand that, and they've been great about it. So it was – the conversation itself is difficult, but the girls that I've been able to recruit and their personalities and their wants and dreams and understanding has all kind of fit into it and helped out tremendously. Their family's been great. You know, most of the parents understand and are pushing, trying to push me forward in terms of a professional. So it's been a good relationship with them. You know, they understand, and I think part of what's making it more comfortable is the situation we are in as a golf program with two seniors, a junior, and five sophomores. You know, it's kind of up to them now, you know, and we talked about that a lot today and how they just need to own the competitions. And, you know, they're that much more comfortable now with the experience they have and competing every time out and not relying on the coach to be an excuse or a reason, but just letting me be a resource. And I think we're going to pay dividends are going to pay from that sooner rather than later.
Well, a couple tournaments already under the belt for Bearcat Golf. First one, the Central Region Fall Preview, finishing 10th in that. Then just last week, finishing 12th at the Northeastern State Golf Classic. And that one, shooting 310 in the second round, the second best single round in program history. The first going back to 2003 at William Jewell. But just your reaction of them coming in and playing good golf right away.
The Central Region, to go back a week down in Olathe, the 318 there, that's the best we've ever shot on that course ever. So to have that result that early was great. It was really kind of a disappointment that we got rained out on Tuesday because we beat a few teams that it kind of still works in our favor one way or the other. But you want to try to put two rounds back-to-back. And we saw that then, you know, last week in Tahlequah. When you've played a course 2 days in a row, practice round and then the first round, you really want that third day because you know that course that much better. So, and we saw that in Tahlequah last week. You know, they played a practice round, 324 day one, which is a little, for the girls anyway, what they told me and what Spencer we talked about was a little disappointing in that. And then we turn around and shoot at 310, and that's just, and we've consistently done that in my tenure. Day one practice round is very, you know, laid back, and you get a feel for the course, and we don't make it too stressful, and just take down notes and get comfortable with the layout. Day one, we've typically shot, you know, higher than day two for whatever reason. You know, I know there's a lot of other schools, a lot of other programs. If you look around, that's not necessarily the case. They shoot really well on day one, and then for whatever reason, they get tired or complacent, or you know, they start feel the pressure of teams chasing them or whatever it may be. We've typically not ever done that. So to shoot a 318 day one in Olathe and then to have day two get rained out was a little bit of a disappointment, but still a great round for us. We're pushing that. We're pushing our team stroke average down. We have traditionally in the past, you know, last year was the lowest stroke average we've ever had as a team. And so to continue to push that down, and obviously if we're in the three teens consistently, we're going to be competitive. We're going to have a shot at that regional. We're going to be in the top, you know, top half of the conference probably if we can continue to do that. Now, if you really look at the results, the conference is getting better too. I mean, we finished 10th or whatever it was in Olathe. We were behind five MIAA teams. I mean, it's just the way it goes. We see that in many other sports, whether it be men's basketball or women's soccer or women's basketball or football. Our league is brutal. It's really competitive and high level. And so, and we saw that, and we're seeing that in golf. I mean, when you finish 10th and you're the sixth MIAA team, there's something to be said about the depth and the competition that goes on in the league. So we've got some room for improvement, no doubt, but I think we're starting to prove that we're ready to make that jump as a program and start competing regionally.
And to be in that situation, golf, it's such a mentally taxing game. You have to be mentally strong. I think it says a lot just to show that focus of where this program is going to be able to get to the point of you're getting better. When everybody's getting tired, right, Focusing a little bit more and you know, that small short game, which can be so frustrating, to be able to focus in, hit your putts. I mean, it says a lot about where they're going.
And there's a lot that you can't control in golf. I mean, it's not like basketball.
Especially
you
the weather in the Midwest.
Yeah, and you can't play defense either.
Right.
You know, that's when I go back, I talk to the girls about basketball, and they always like, I give them analogies from basketball, but it's so hard because, you know, I could make your game very difficult one day or the next, depending on how I play defense or offense or whatever. And you just can't do that in golf. It's a different game, and that etiquette and how you do things. It's wild to watch, you know, because they're in pairings of three or four girls, and so to watch them actually cheer each other on as they go through the round, and you know, they talk to each other about, hey, great putt, good shot, all that sort. Or if the two or three, four holes are bad, you know, they always encourage, hey, you're okay, it's okay, you know, and they talk to each other and encourage each other. And it's kind of counterintuitive with the competition of, well, you're trying to beat them, but you're not really playing them. You're playing the course. And like you said, the Midwest, the weather's different every time, and we've been rained out already once this year. And there's just so much, to your point, of it's mental. It's hard to keep that even keel when everything around you is changing and out of your control. So I am proud of the girls for the way that they're trending and how they're handling competition internally. And we've got 8 girls on the roster, and you never know from one day to the next who's going to be the low round, who's going to be the higher round. We saw that last, you know, over the weekend, Monday and Tuesday. Morgan was one of the scores left out on Monday, and then on Tuesday she shot second lowest score ever as an individual with a 1-under. So, and that's our team. So it's a matter of really us getting comfortable to where we can have a day where 4 girls put it together all at once, and then a weekend of doing that back-to-back days. And that's going to be the difference when us taking that next step as a program.
Well, you talk about Morgan and how she ended up playing there at the Northeastern Classic there in that final one, but tied for 8th in Olathe after that one round. The second one got rained out, and then you said it came back and shot a 71 in the second round, and, I mean, second-best round program history, mm-hmm. only behind Gia from last year. So a player that you see emerging at the right time.
Right, and just steady, and that's what we need more of, and that's what we continue to talk about, is just consistency of when you shoot a certain score and you got to try to reciprocate that the next day with all these uncontrollables in your path. But that's the difference between programs that are at the top all the time and where we're at now. We just need that consistency. And so Morgan will get there. Maddie will get there. We've seen that from Nikki the last however many years. We saw it from G and Maddie as seniors last year. Just they're so comfortable with their game, and you can rely on them to shoot a certain score, regardless of how they're feeling, what's going on, the golf course, all these other, like I said, uncontrollable things. And the sophomores are going to get there. It's just a matter of experience and maturity. I think we're seeing that from Morgan. She scored extremely well in high school. She was a great player in high school, as were most of them. And it's just there's an adjustment period. It's like any sport, you know, the speed or the pace of play, whatever, for different sports is different. For golf, it's the length. You know, we play 58 to 6,100 yards, whereas most of your high school matches are between 5,200 and 5,400 yards. So there's just an adjustment period, and I think we'll see that from the sophomores as they get more and more comfortable with that, especially in the fall, but then especially in the spring, because they never played spring golf before until last year. So that understanding and being comfortable, Morgan's a great example of it, but I really foresee the other sophomores doing that same thing, and not necessarily maybe to the scale of shooting 1-under all the time. That'd be great. I'd be a genius as a coach if that was the case, but just being consistent and understanding what the expectations are and what they can do round in and round out.
You hate to compare basketball and golf too much, but Coach McCollum always preferred getting on that schedule of we're playing these days, not necessarily off days mixed in with the practices, keeping the guys on the schedule and the rhythm. Not playing again until the Mustang Fall Invite in Minnesota coming up on September 22nd, 23rd. It's nice to get a little extra rest, have that long period.
Absolutely. I saw this a few years ago. We had 6 tournaments in the fall, and we played 6 weekends in a row. And they just got burnt out. You know. And there's no time. When you're gone Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever it is, and then you play, then you take an off day, and then you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then all of a sudden you're traveling. There's just not enough time. For the girls that are at the top and in your lineup week in and week out, there's not enough time for them to actually work on their game. If there's something struggling, if they're not hitting their irons right, or they feel like they need to work on chipping and putting, there's just not enough time for them to go out and work on that. So to have 2 tournaments fairly close together and then have a little break, give them some mental relief from competing, and us being able to qualify again and kind of get that, you know, that part of the process back in. And then work on their game, et cetera, and rest, and then travel a couple more weekends in a row. And then we've got our home match, our home tournament, where they're not traveling and they're sleeping in their own beds and that sort of thing. So it's been me learning, too, in terms of scheduling and how to build it and what tournaments to play in and where and the timing of them. So I hope that our scores are also helped by our preparation and what we can do because of the schedule. And there's a lot of that that goes in. You know, I'm sure Rich will talk about it too eventually about, you know, 2 Thursday nights in a row, and now all of a sudden we're on a Saturday, but having that extra day off is good. And now we're on our normal or his normal routine, football's normal routine. It's the same with golf. I've changed the schedule so much over the years that I don't know if they've had that. But I've done this the last couple of years, so hopefully that's feeding into that too and can help them be the most prepared and the most ready for the tournaments when the time comes.
Northwest Missouri State golf off until 22nd and 23rd of this month when they play in the Mustang Fall Invitational. Putting your athletic director hat on, big weekend coming up with family weekend. I'm guessing you're going to be a lot of different places at once.
Yeah, and it is exciting because of family weekend and what goes on here and what it means to everybody. For us, you know, we've got homecoming in a month, but football is the only team competing at home at homecoming. So this is almost a homecoming type of feel to it because volleyball's at home, soccer's at home, football's at home, obviously. So, and just what it means in family weekend, you'll see a lot of red hats and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with the remembrance of Scott Boswick and what he meant to more than just the football program. You know, you look around town and a lot of his friends are still here. A lot of people that he had large impacts on, myself included. You know, even though I wasn't a football player, you know, I still distinctly remember walking into Coach Tapp's office and Tapp and Boswick going back and forth about something and chit-chatting and comparing notes and, you know, just the impact he had and how much he truly loved the kids, the student-athletes. And I saw that, you know, two or three of my best friends through school were football players on the defensive side of the ball who were Boswick disciples, if you will, and just really believed in him and what he stood for and how he changed things and the culture and making the big time where you're at. And all these phrases and stuff that we talk about, that we say, people that don't know Scott and athletes that didn't know Scott when he was here, that whether they don't know it, but he's still having that impact on them through Coach Wright and through Brandon Clayton and through Joel Osborne, who's Scott technically hired him for, you know, just Charlie Floor and all these guys that have been through it with him, and he had an impact on their lives. And it's such a cool thing to see the red hats when you think about Northwest Missouri State and the red and the green and the white, and all of a sudden there's all this flash of red and it's everywhere, and that's him and that's his impact. So family weekend special. And then, you know, John mentioned, and Coach T sitting over here eating, we're recognizing him for going to the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame this weekend. We've got the Tourette Awards tomorrow night, the Alumni Awards tomorrow night, and our very own Kelly Quinlan's getting an award there. John Moore, who's a Board of Regent now, he's getting an award as an alum. So there's just – and he's a huge athletic supporter. There's just all this good that's going on, and it's just great for a weekend like family weekend to celebrate it all and to showcase our programs. You know, you're getting ready to talk to Amy, and they're opening their home stand or home season this weekend, and soccer the same with conference. They've had a home match already once, but to have a conference match at home, which is not a conference match, but conference opponent here at home. So it's just really exciting with all of that and the family atmosphere and everything we talk about. And, you know, here, Rich Wright here is walking in, and I'm sure he can talk much more personally with all of it, but it's a special time at Northwest, and it's a weekend that I'm looking forward to.
It'll be a very fun weekend. And side note, Hughes Fieldhouse not open this weekend, but homecoming, there'll be some tours going on.
Right, October 12th, it's walkout day, and we're doing the grand opening ribbon cutting celebration that day. You know, we've doing some finishing touches. They finished the striping on the track today, which is that was a key critical thing to get done. So that's done. They're still working on the netting system and how that all fits, so it's completely usable for our programs. But you know, it's to be, what's the proper term? Partially substantial complete. So we have ownership of the support bar, the classrooms, and that area. So we have been having classes in there. Our student population has been getting in there since the first day of school, which is good to get kids in there and they can see it. And we're, you know, just a week or a couple of weeks away from having total control of the building and using it the way that it should be and is going to be used for a long time. Not just us in athletics, but recreation, club sports, all that stuff. So it's an exciting time, but In the next month or so, we'll be full go in a lot of ways.
It's going to be exciting. And now seeing the lettering up on the outside, too.
Yeah.
Very excited to get in to see that finished product. It's going to be impressive.
Absolutely.
For sure. Andy, appreciate your time. And no golf this weekend, but good luck with everything else going on through family weekend.
Appreciate it, Matt.
It's Andy Peterson, Northwest Missouri State Ed Golf Coach, as well as Athletic Director, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break and be back to talk Northwest Volleyball with Head Coach Amy Wirth from Carson's.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the mattress business for more than 50 years and also offers furniture from Ashley, Bassett, Lazy Boy, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, joined now by Amy Wirth. But before we talk to Amy, we have a giveaway to hand out here, and the winner of this giveaway is Dave Moore. So Dave, come over and see Jenny standing up over to my left and pick up your prize for tonight. So Dave Moore is the winner, and he's over to our right. So there you go. That's first of our winners tonight here at the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coach Show. And speaking of winners, Amy Wirth is with us, the volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. I know, Amy, this is something that you don't like to talk a lot about, but we're going to do it anyway. Yeah.
It's okay. That's all right. Sometimes you got to force me to do it, and I'm okay.
Picked up your 100th win this past weekend, competing down in Wichita in the Jet Classic. And again, kind of talk a little bit about what it means to come up with the 100 wins as head coach at Northwest.
I mean, I think it's a cool reflection moment. I try not to spend too much time on it, just simply because, you know, we got to get ready for the next match, the next opponent. I think one of the coolest pieces of all of it is, one, my associate head coach, Elena Wittenberg, has been through every single win. And I think actually the funny part about that is she probably has 100 wins where I have 99 because I was pregnant. I didn't go to Lindenwood. She won.
Yeah.
So she's 1-0. So actually it's just cool, you know, that she's able to – has been a consistent, you know, piece of this program. And the other piece between Miranda Foster, who's our graduate assistant, and then the senior class, between all of them, we're all seeing that same trend from this – from how many have been around through most of the wins. So I think that's what makes it fun is that you can, it's just not about you, and it never is, and I can really place that on people who are still in our program, and it's just a fun moment to feel that and to appreciate them and all the hard work that they've put in.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor now that you're pointing toward Mark Rosewell's record here?
Yeah, I was trying to deflect all of it by saying, watch out, Rosie, I'm coming. Here comes 1,000, you know, 900 more. So,
you know, he's got an advantage, though. He's got both men and women.
You know, so that's true.
Now, if we get a men's volleyball program coming, there you go.
You're true. I don't know if I'll take that position. God bless him for the amount of work he puts in. But yeah, he does definitely have an advantage, but yeah, it's fun to joke around with the coaches that way.
Just talk about this past weekend, and a good weekend for you down in Wichita.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the previous week we went 1-3 and were challenged. You know, the matches that we lost, you know, we didn't play a horrible match. There were moments where we were always able to push back during that weekend that was 1-3. And so then to turn around and to be able to go 3-0, I thought spoke highly of our players And I keep saying this to our players, and I keep saying this to people around our program, is that, you know, in the past, in our growing pains of changing this program to where it is now, we know we need to beat these teams. We need to show them where they belong. You know, they shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be hanging around with us at all. But yet, we don't necessarily perform that way. And the way, what I'm feeling with this program is we've changed that. When we walk in and we see, you know, as the first set goes, we basically control the match. We're setting the bar. We're saying this is where we're going to be, and we're not going to play to your level. And so I think that's a cool piece about that weekend is, you know, St. Ed's was a team that we thought would pose a threat for us when it came to just how they played UCM. UCM went 4 with them, almost 5, and then Missouri Western went 5 with them before, you know, after we played them that same day and beat Missouri Western 29-27 in the fifth, longest fifth set I've ever seen in person. And so for us to go in and take St. Ed's the way we did in 3, first thing in the morning, I think speaks highly of just controlling those controllables and setting that bar. So I was very happy. Ouachita Baptist could be a pesky team, and they played us tight, but we got, you know, we got them in 3. And so, again, it's just we're controlling more, we're setting the bar, and then it's just not about talking about it. It's the action, and that's the next step of our program is we need the action.
I think that's one line that you just mentioned there. I've heard you talk about it in the past that I really like is where you talk about controlling the controllables, and when you do that, good things happen.
Yeah, we talk a lot about what drives winning. You know, and my thought process is the character and the, you know, the, of our players and just our core covenants. And so we talk about that a lot. And those are the controllables that we can't, you know, control and who we are. And I'm just a big process person. I've never been someone that wants to look at the results and put pressure on people that way and say it has to be this way. I would rather focus on the process, focus on controlling our controllables. And what we always say in our gym is the 3 things you can control is attitude, effort, enthusiasm. Those are controlled only by you every single day, and those are your choices. So they've bought into that piece, and we're just having that focus, the right focus in those process areas. I think that is, you know, getting us in those the wins.
Now you're 8-3 at this particular point, but besides what the record says, when you see this team up to this point, what are the things that really strike you about the group you've got right now?
I just think the potential of the balanced offense and having threats in every position. This is the first time in my career as a coach at Northwest that both of our middles are hitting our goal at this point in the season. And so our goal is for them to hit in the 300s, and both of them are. And I think that speaks highly of, one, them and who they are, but two, what our setters are doing, and 3, what our ball control is doing. And so I think that allows us to diversify and then go pin to pin and put pressure on people. But the threat has to come from the middle first, and they have taken that and ran with it. And, you know, we have put some pressure on them that they start this all out, and they have stepped up to that pressure. So I'm just really happy that the middles have performed where they have and have that underneath them as far as confidence. I mean, Bethany Elkins is a redshirt freshman. You know, she doesn't have a ton of experience, but yet here she is hitting at a pretty high clip so far in the season. And I think that that's going to play really well into going into conference and talking about where she is and just those confidence pieces for her in moments where she may not have a lot of experience. And then you got Sophia Schleppenbach, who is a senior and is, you know, seasoned, and she better do it. You know, this is a time for her to shine, and she really has. So it's been nice to see that piece.
Now, how nice is it, too, to finally get back at Bearcat Arena and open things up this weekend?
Yeah, being away for 3 straight weeks, you know, it takes a toll on a lot of things, just your body and your spirit and all the things that go with it. You know, you get home and get your feet underneath you. You just spend time with your friends, you know, me with my family and our coaches with their family more. And I think it just brings a sense of balance. And then when you walk in the gym, it obviously feels comfortable. So we're excited about the fact that we'll be home. We're excited about the fact that it's the first conference weekend and we are home. We're excited about who we're playing from that standpoint. And just being able to take them on at home is really a big deal for us.
Open up with Lindenwood tomorrow night. Just talk a little bit about the matchup with the Lions.
Well, Lindenwood got us in 5 last year here at our place. And so that's one thing that I still remember very vividly. They have a style of offense that's very, very fast. So it creates chaos. It can create chaos if it's kind of like the whole basketball analogy. If someone plays a certain style, it makes you play that certain style. And that can be in soccer, football, all of them. But for us, we just need to play our style. Last year, we didn't play our style. It made us very chaotic. Their whole theory is because we're going fast, we want you to give us free balls. And then when you give us free balls, we're going to put them away. So we need to limit the amount of free balls we give them. We need to limit the amount of times we're not in system. And if we take care of our serve and pass and offense, we're going to be fine.
Then after that on Saturday, Central Missouri. And that's a team that you've had some success with there in the past few years.
Yeah. You know, the last two seasons, the first time we beat them down there in 16, and then the second time that we have beat them was last year here at home. And so, you know, the cool part about that is we do feel confident. The other part is that we match up really well with them usually. It's a pretty good matchup, fairly similar systems. I know that coaching style, he knows me, so I think it's always fun to get in the gym and see what happens. They're going to put pressure on us just simply because they can play with a low amount of errors, and we can too. It's just we've got to step up to that, and I think we have a very, very good shot from the standpoint of just how we match up. And they still have some young players. They have quite a bit of young sophomores on the court, and how can we take advantage with our juniors and seniors that see the court to have some a little bit more of experience and put some pressure on them here at home.
All right. Well, Amy, thanks a lot for being with us here this evening, and good luck to you this weekend. And, again, congratulations on a big milestone.
Thank you very much.
All right. Again, that's Amy Wirth with us, the head volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. Again, volleyball team home this weekend. Leonard Wood tomorrow night, and then Central Missouri on Saturday evening and out at Bearcat Arena. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up from the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout. Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Another giveaway from the student body, and this one is for Tim Milner. Tim Milner, the winner. Jenny James will bring up the prize bag and choose whatever you want. That was courtesy of the student body here in Maryville. It's time to talk a little Northwest Missouri State football with senior cornerback Anthony Lane. Anthony, appreciate you coming in. Finally getting back home, family weekend after a win over Washburn last week. How's practice been to this point, getting ready for this big game?
It's been pretty good. We've just been focusing on ourselves. That's what we've been trying to do, just focus on the Bearcats and be the best that we can be this Saturday.
Going through Missouri Western, that one a bit of a close game for a while, but able to kind of blow them out of the water, and really a stellar second quarter of shutting down their offense, and from there they really couldn't get much going through the second half. And then coming back against Washburn, outscoring them 24-3 in those final two quarters. If you can, just talk about those two football games and what that was like to be able to get those first two wins and kind of get a little momentum going here in 2018.
The first game, you know, is always big to get back out there, especially in front of the home crowd, like being in Maryville. So that was real good, and going against our hometown rivalry, that was a big game for us, and we was ready to go. So that second half we came out, we was ready. We knew what we had in front of us, and we just played our game as practiced it that week. And then Washburn, we didn't come out first half how we wanted to come out. And then we just came back in the second half and we talked over things. And we just came as a team and we got that job done and we came out with the victory.
I mean, that's hostile environment, a Thursday night under the lights. I mean, those tend to skew in favor of the home team, typically the resiliency of this team. I mean, is that just kind of a senior-led thing of, you know, the goal for the end of the season, but it takes week-by-week steps? I mean, is that just kind of show the senior leadership of, even if we have a tough first half, we're going to come back out and play like national champs for the second half?
Our coach always preached us, we got to finish strong. Finish strong. That's all we preach through fall camp, and that's all we want to preach until the season ends. So we just got to finish strong. It's not the game is not won in the first quarter, the first half. The game is won when that clock's at 0-0 in the fourth quarter. So that's what we went out and we did, and we got the job done. Washburn.
We got that schedule change back, going from those Thursday night games now into a Saturday. A little nicer, having a little more time to prep for that first Saturday game.
Yeah, it's very – I say this first, Washburn week, it was very crazy because we couldn't practice outside because the weather conditions, but we adapted and overcame those weather conditions, and we were able to get things done, and we came out with a good game plan, and we got the job done on Thursday night, so it was pretty good for that week.
Coming in, Missouri Southern comes into the football game. They've had a couple tough losses to start the season off. But this is a team that primarily wants to come out and run the football. They got a couple really good running backs. How do you guys come in and keep that focus of your first job is prevent the pass play, even though you know most of the time they're going to want to come out and run, hand the ball off?
We focus on, as a DB, we focus on what we need to focus on. Focusing on 111, and that's the defend the pass, and we're going to let the defensive line do what they do, and they're going to defend the run. We just focus on our job, and that's how we get the job done. And collectively, it comes together as a defense, and that's how we go out.
Some cornerbacks want to shy away from that contact. They don't want to tackle a running back. Seems like you'll stick your nose in there a little bit more. Is that something you kind of pride yourself on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like once you get that first hit, man, it's just like you loosen up and the games get fun. I love tackling. It's just something that I like to do, and it gets my team riled up, gets me riled up, and I'll be ready to go.
Going back through your career, every season you've come out and really got good action. You played 13 games as a freshman and just kind of took off from there. You look back to 2016, you're a kid from Florida, you're playing in the snow in the national championship, and you came out and had a heck of a ball game. What was that feeling like of, I mean, you're a young kid, you're in the Midwest, and you're putting up a big game like that national TV?
It felt good, man, just playing in the snow. I even have my family here, so that was pretty good.
Had you seen snow before that? Had they seen it?
My family, no, they haven't seen snow. It was crazy to them. They were like, it's too cold, but they were there supporting me. My teammates had me. It was a great experience, and I still remember that to this day, and that's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
In that season, it came out, had interception, 20 pass breakups throughout the year. Is that kind of a coming out party for Anthony Lane of maybe the MIAA didn't know what to expect, but you knew what you were going to give every game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have high expectations for myself, and the corner next to me, Marcus Jones, we always competed with each other. We always had goals going into the game that what we wanted to accomplish in that game, and that's how we went out. We were very competitive, and he brought the best out of me, and I brought the best out of him, and we always talked about how we're going to do this and how we're going to play these receivers, and it's just – that's how it played out, and it was good having him on the side of me. I learned a lot from him.
How's your role kind of shifted going from being right alongside Marcus and competing? I'm sure with Chance Hall across the way, you're competing with him too. You both want to be the best cornerback on this team, but do you take more of a mentor role on with another classman?
Yeah, definitely. I'm more of a teacher now than more of a just we just compete now. He wants to soak in everything. I have to be more of a teacher and more of a leader and try to talk him to the things that Marcus taught me, and just take that leader role and that big brother role and take him up under my wing, try to teach him as much things as I know before I get out of here.
Talking Northwest football with senior cornerback Anthony Lane from Riviera Beach, Florida, graduate of Palm Beach Gardens High School. What brought you to Maryville, Missouri from Florida?
The family atmosphere, man. When I came up here, it was different because when I came up here on the drive to Maryville, it was I'm looking around and I'm just like, huh? Like, I'm going to be living here? And then I got in the facility and I met the coaches and I just fell in love with it. I just knew right then and there that I wanted to come here. And I met the team. They were out there doing 707. I met them, and they just opened me with open arms, man. And that's what I loved about it. And I couldn't wait to get back up here that August.
Bearcats off to a 2-0 start after a win over Washburn last week. Missouri Southern coming up this week for Family Weekend. Anthony, good luck. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Anthony Lane, a senior cornerback for Northwest Missouri State and a team captain for the Bearcats, as they are getting set for the Lions coming up at 1:30 on Saturday. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of Northwest, Rich Wright, here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we go on, we have another giveaway from student body. Jacob Wood is the winner of the next prize here, and let's see if we can get Jenny over there and give Jacob his prize. So again, congratulations to Jacob Wood. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, good win for your team last week over Washburn.
Yeah, it sure was. Felt like we really came out in the second half and played well. We didn't play well defensively early, particularly in the back end. Made some adjustments at halftime. And it was fun to watch our offense really click. And so felt like we dominated the second half. And it was, by the time we finished, I just felt like we had grown as a football team. And in a young season, it's good to kind of see that progress because we have so much inexperience within our team.
Hey, you've talked about how much of a complete team win that was. And you know, defensively, you give up only 51 rushing yards to Washburn overall. But then offensively, you pick up over 500 yards of total offense. I mean, that for everything you've got going on and going up against the freshman quarterback and making halftime adjustments, I mean, those are some pretty big numbers putting up.
Yeah, you know, we were really pleased. We felt like we, you know, what we always try to hang our hat on defensively is deleting people's running game, and we felt like we did that. And Washburn prides itself in being a physical football team, so if you can take that dimension away from them and force it into a fade game, you know, that favors us. But the real catalyst that we felt like in the second half was the production that our offense had. And it was just reminiscent of so many great Northwest football teams where it wasn't necessarily one guy doing the damage. It was, you know, it was Caldwell, then it was Strayhorn, then it was the quarterback, then it was, you know, one of the receivers stepping up and making a play. And that's Bearcat football.
And I thought one thing with that, as you saw that second half going along too, you saw Washburn's defense wear down just a little bit. It just seemed like from a physical standpoint, you're able to just wear them down.
Absolutely. I mean, our offense had 9 productive drives in the second half. And, you know, that there's nothing that rings truer to a defense than getting to stand on the sidelines while those guys eat up clock. So they did a great job and were very efficient with the ball. And Braden's played extremely well to this point in the season. You know, I keep reminding everybody he is a young quarterback and is going to make some mistakes, but you can see his talent and you can see, you know, he's got a competitive fire to him.
Your defensive line, 4 of the 5 sacks in the ball game coming from them. Overall, do you feel like they were where you wanted them to be?
Yeah, I poked at them pretty hard. I think if you guys remember after the Western game, I wasn't very happy and felt like they really responded and played much better. I also felt like we were in the backfield quite a bit, causing a lot of negative yardage plays just on top of the sacks and the running game. And so we felt good and felt like we took a positive step forward.
Where in the game did you kind of sense that you were making the steps forward you wanted to make Thursday going into that match?
It was really after halftime when we went in and we didn't feel like we had played particularly well defensively. Offensively, we had done some good things, but we had turned it over. You know, our first drive, we took it right down the field and had the turnover and just kind of made it a game. And, you know, so I pulled everybody together and, you know, we talked about, you know, when you're at Northwest Missouri State, you're going to take everybody's best shot. And we had just taken theirs. And let's see if we could go out and reestablish things in the second half. And they did. They took control of the game. You know, once we got the scoring momentum going, and it was never really in doubt.
And even going back, you think about the Missouri Western game a little bit. I think it was that second field goal they kicked late in the ball game. Come out, drive right down, score immediately. The same thing with Washburn that second half. Your offense has had that ability, even if things have been a little bit stagnant. The other team scores, they respond right away. Is that mm-hmm. just a mentality thing? Is that a quarterback leadership? Where does that come from?
You know, I don't know. I hope we continue to do it every week. It's something that they've been able to do, and it's. You know, our defensive kids have talked about it a little bit. You know, a year ago we felt like we were under the gun so much that we had to be so precise and couldn't give up points and this and that. And, you know, to give up points and to have your offense turn around and go pick you up is just a magnificent feeling. And it feel, you know, everything we've focused on team. You know, one score. You know, you've heard me say that several times on the radio. It's not an offensive score and a defensive score. It's a team score. And we've really kind of played that way together this year. And our kids have been very engaged in each other when they're on the field. And I think that's important.
No, we talked about this at the end of the post game last Thursday. But when you look at this week, a regular week, kind of leading into a Saturday game, how much have you enjoyed the fact that you've been able to get into a regular routine this week?
Oh, gosh, it's been fantastic. I know what day of the week it is. I don't have to keep pretending. I don't confuse my kids or my wife. You know, so that part of it's been great. You know, it's we actually get to have a Saturday and have a football game. I'm not sitting around all day. I'll tell you what, the hardest thing for me as a coach is to get up at, you know, because you get in that routine and you get up at 6 o'clock. I get up between 5:30 and 6, and, you know, I want to play a game. I do not want to sit around all day, and I'm not a whole lot of fun to be around when I have to sit around all day. So it's going to be great to have a 1 o'clock kick.
Is that a mini bye week, having a Thursday all the way to the next Saturday?
It is. We ended up with an extra day of practice because of it. We gave the kids Friday off, you know, and then they had Saturday off as well. We came in and watched film on Sunday and then practiced Monday. So, yeah, we've had a long week.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright. We've got more coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, talking with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, a big weekend coming up this weekend. Missouri Southern comes to town, but over and above that, it's a family weekend and a lot of activities surrounding this football game besides just actually what's taking place after kickoff.
Absolutely. You know, you have, you know, there's so many different things that come into it. Family Day here has always been you know, a little bit of a time to reflect on Coach Boswick and what he meant to the community in Northwest Missouri State. And there's so many subtle reminders that we continue to try and have here each and every year. We've got some special things planned this season as well, some things that hopefully the fans see. Hopefully everybody wears their red coming out this weekend. You know, we'll have the black jerseys. We've always worn the black because that was the jersey that Scott had bought for the team. And it kind of kept secret. And after he passed away, we had put those jerseys in the kids' lockers for that first game. And that was kind of his last gift to our football program. And then, if that wasn't enough, then you have a Hall of Fame football coach. I mean, I don't know if the people in our community truly understand what it means to have a guy inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. I mean, he's such a humble man, and he's so personable that I don't think he would tell you what an amazing accomplishment it is, but I sure would. And you know, we're all so proud of him, and you know, we all owe so much, you know, to Coach Churchma and what he's done and what he's meant for our football program.
And he's here in attendance tonight.
He is. I wonder if Coach Churchma might come up and do a little bit of the show with me. I don't even think he's listening to me right now. Do you think we could get Coach Churchma up here maybe to do a little bit of the interview with us?
Come on, Coach.
Come on.
Yeah, he's going to make his way up here. So we'll be good to hear from Coach Emil Churchma. Again, he's meant a lot to a lot of people. I know from you personally, Rich, just being able to be a part of his staff before coming out and becoming head coach. Yeah,
absolutely. Without Coach Churchma, I wouldn't have gotten back here. Coach Churchma gave me my first chance here at Northwest in 1995 as a graduate assistant. He hired me, and I was here for 2 years, and then he hired me back in 2004. And you know, he's been like a second father to me out here in the Midwest. And you know, I know I don't tell him often enough, but he means the world to me. And I just appreciate everything he's done, not just for myself and my family, but for all of us, you know, that have been part of the Northwest football family.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. You know, there's no doubt about that. You talk about 95, things were a little different when you came in 95.
Yes, they were. I remember taking a dip in the pond, do you?
Yeah, that's right, Central Missouri.
That's right.
That was Sabota's idea. Now, he probably wouldn't think that was a good deal if we beat him. If we beat him, I doubt if he'll go in the pond.
I doubt Central. So. I doubt so.
Well, Mel, we talked a little bit earlier today with you, too, about this, and we'll have an interview with you tomorrow morning at 9:06 on KXCV. We'll talk more in depth about being honored as well as your years on the Northwest campus. But really, what does this honor again tomorrow mean to you going into the College Football Hall of Fame and with such a great induction class as well?
Well, John, like I said, you know, it's a little different when you're done. And I think some of these things have happened when I was still coaching, and you probably don't take them in like you should. But now you kind of reflect back, and to me the most important thing is all the people that are responsible or helped make that possible. You know, I mean, from my parents and my family growing up, from Carol and our daughters and the support they gave us, and then you look at all the coaches I've coached with, and, you know, last week, of course, Coach Wright's here. We had Coach Doral's team played Coach Wagner's team down in Texas, and we just, you know, you see all that, and then you think of the probably thousands of players that have played and the impact that they've had on your career. It's pretty overwhelming to think of all that. And what makes it really special is when you have the opportunity to hear from them, to see them, and that's why it's neat being here, because so many of them are around here. And last home game, you know, the first home game, standing on the sidelines, and you got Sean Paddock and Xavier Oman and Dave Tollefson and Willie Horn. And, you know, I mean, those are the types of things. That's what makes it special.
Absolutely.
And I know I've had an opportunity from time to time to kind of sit back at different events with you guys and hear the coaches. You guys just can tell some great stories through the years that some probably can't air, but a lot of it just been a lot of fun listening to you guys talk about just the things that go on that behind the scenes that have helped build this program to where it's been.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we always had is, you know, Coach Churchma always preached it was just the family atmosphere, and we all got along so well, and it wasn't just at work. I mean, we spent time together away from it, and you know, one of the things I appreciate, you know, in his last couple of years is Coach T and I would go fishing, and we just kind of hang out and talk, and you know, it's just special that we had such a close-knit staff and had the ability to have a great time, not only at the office with one another, but outside of football and with our families. And that doesn't happen at a lot of places.
I think that's right. And to me, what's really what really made the last 5 years fun as an athletic director is to see that carry over into our whole athletic department and the support that volleyball or soccer or men's basketball or women's basketball, how everybody supported each other. And that's what, you know, again, that's what makes it. It's all about people. And we have such, you know, I'm so proud of our student athletes. You know, we have over 450 student athletes here, and the character and the type of people they are, the motivation they have for the passion that they have for their sport, but also for getting a degree and being something, being successful in the future. And that's really what it's all about.
You know, one thing that always strikes me, and you see it now as much as ever, after a football game or after a basketball game, you see the kids from the coaches' kids out on the field playing together. You know, you see them all running around on the football field or on the basketball court after a game, and to just see all the coaches sitting back and watching that. And that's always something that's awful fun when you talk about family.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, as a guy that's got two daughters, one that's just started high school and one that's in sixth grade, you know, we miss some things as coaches, and that's inevitable, and that's part of doing our job and doing it to the best of our ability. But being able to share in some of those things, and that's something, again, that didn't always, you know, I've been other places before I come back to Northwest, and Coach T and the rest of the staff always made it about family, and they made it okay to bring your kids to the office or made it okay to bring your kids to certain functions, and it kind of just became an extension of our bigger family, and it's kind of carried over and continued to grow.
Well, and in the interesting part of that was when I started coaching, it was just the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. You know, your family, they didn't come to practice or to, you know, they came to games maybe, but that was it. Mm-hmm. And I think what really changed that for me was the fact that when I came here, my family was pretty well grown.
Right.
Cindy was in high school. Their other girls were already gone. I had a bunch of young coaches that were just starting to have families. Uh-huh. And you know, I mean, it was important for them to be with their kids, and so I think that's how it's changed. I regret myself, I regret that my daughters didn't get that experience, but it was a different time, and you know, and they've turned out all right without it. So thank goodness for Carol over there. She raised them that way. So she taught them how to shop. That's more important anyway. So
you know, along those lines too, after games, you see players interact with the kids in the community too. And I think that means a lot, not only to the kids there, but to the players as well. I remember when Joe Osborne was quarterback, you see him after a game playing catch with some kids. And mm-hmm. you still see some of that going on. And that's just part of being a part of this community, it seems like.
You know, this week we kind of did something different. The last few years we've kind of because it's getting to the point in our program where our players didn't know who Coach Boswick was. And so we brought different people in during this week. Coach Churchman actually spoke to the team today. And on Tuesday, we brought in Phil Kinkle, and Phil talked a little bit about that and the tradition of getting the people down on the field after the game and getting our kids to interact with them. I think that's part of what makes, you know, the community embrace our football program so much, is that our kids get to know the members of the community and get to care about them, and vice versa. And it's that one-on-one personal interaction that they have that fosters special relationships. I remember going to a golf tournament this summer, talking to Sue Poston, and she was telling me that they were getting ready to have a baby, and I kind of looked at her like, what the heck are you talking about? And she goes, Jake Soy, silly. Yeah. And I was like, wow, you know, I know he's out on the East Coast. But, I mean, that's the kind of connection that our community and our fans have with our players. It goes well beyond their playing days.
Again, you've talked about Scott Boswick and how important this family weekend is, honoring Scott. And might bring Coach Churchman on this a little bit. I think last year during the show he told a Scott Boswick story there. And maybe we'll see if he can tell one of your favorite Scott Boswick stories.
I'll let you have this one. I did it last year.
I got to think on that, John. There's a few I can't tell.
Yeah.
You know, I did. I told the team today, you know, and I really thought this kind of just showed who Scott Boswick was and how he had such a passion for our team, for this community, for Northwest Missouri State. And he was a team guy all the way. In the spring, once in a while, it got a little competitive between he and – especially when Sabota was, you know, they'd knock heads a little bit, but – otherwise, it didn't make it. You know, like I said, if we won a game 40-37, he was thrilled. Now, you know, if we won a game 10-7, our offensive coordinator wasn't thrilled. But we're playing in the national championship game in 99, and everybody knows that we were a long ways behind. It was 42-27, and we scored with about, oh, I think it was under 2 minutes to go. Kicked the extra point, so we're down 8. And, I mean, they've scored 42 already. So I'm coaching a special team. So I go up to Coach Boswick, and I said, what do you think? Should we kick them? We had all three of our timeouts. I said, we can kick it deep, use our timeouts, hold them, and get the ball back. Or I said, we can onside. And he looked at me, and he started laughing. He said, Coach, we haven't stopped them all day. We got onside kick. you know, I mean, that's just the way it worked. And we onside kicked. We didn't get it, but then he did stop him. And the rest is history. So that says it all. I won't tell any stories about the officiating part.
he always liked the officials, didn't he?
He did.
Right up until kickoff.
Right, yeah. That is true. He was always best friends with all of them when they came on the field. And then he was like a mad dog once kickoff started.
Well, you know, I was standing on the sideline with him one day, and he's like, Richard, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to butter this guy up a little bit. Watch this. And it was Dwight Niebling. And, oh, Dwight, it's good to see you. And, you know, they got talking away, and then the first whistle blew, and it was on. Boy, Dwight was no longer a friend.
Well, that's what makes sports fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Things like that. All right, well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Yeah, thanks for the surprise. I enjoyed it anyway.
Right. So. Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it.
We'll hear more from you tomorrow morning at 9:06.
There you go.
All right, and Rich, I suppose we'll probably talk just a little bit about Missouri Southern before we end things here, and the game coming up on Saturday, and what do you expect out of Missouri Southern?
Sure. You know, Southern's going to be one of those teams, and we talked about it at the press conference earlier in the week. I mean, when you play in the MIAA, you got to be ready to play every single week, and I don't care what anybody's record is. If you watched the Florida State-Sanford game last weekend, watch the score of that. You know, I don't think a whole lot of people in Vegas were betting that Sanford was going to hang with Florida State. And so you got to be ready to play, and you got to be ready to play your best. For us, what it really amounts to is that as a young team that's got to grow and get better to get where we want to be ultimately, we have to take a step forward this week regardless of our opponent. And so we're just hoping to play well. Southern's a spread-style offensive attack. They're going to get rid of the ball really fast. They're going to try and put the ball out on the perimeter and try and neutralize the pass rush of our defensive line. On the flip side, they don't blitz a ton, but they run some stunts and things. But who knows? I mean, they could come in and take chances. I'm not sure as far as what they're going to do there. You know, we hope to get our running game established kind of like we did last week and take some pressure off of our young quarterback.
All right, well, Rich, thanks a lot for being here tonight.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll be back and wrap things up from Carson's right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya at 217 East 1st Street in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling, along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available online at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delpert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delpert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're going just a little bit long this evening. A reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Matt Trenton joining us, and Matt, should be a big, busy weekend on campus this weekend. And, of course, Bearcat football Saturday afternoon beginning at 1:30 with the kickoff. We'll be on the air at 12:30 at Bearcat game day.
Fun family weekend. Looking forward to that football game as well as volleyball and soccer at home throughout the weekend as well. So a lot going on. Hope for a lot of Bearcat wins.
And, again, you can hear more from Bearcat, former Bearcat head football coach and athletic director Mel Churchman tomorrow morning at 9:06. We'll have a special interview talking about his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame and much more. That's, again, tomorrow morning at 9:06. And my thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight from Carson's. From Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and also for Jenny James. So long from Carson's.